Adopting more environmentally friendly pest control programs. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. It's part of the Almond Board's Almond Sustainability Program for 2025. It's a big goal. Kent Standardup is an almond farmer in Kern County, also sits on the board of the Almond Board of California. He said he's doing what he can in adopting more environmentally friendly pest control.
Yeah, one of the four goals was to increase adoption of environmentally friendly pest programs. So we all realize that more pesticides are not the answer in this case. If we can use techniques such as a mating disruption, mating confusion, or some type of sterile insect technology, it's good for our future, a sustainable future, which is our goal. Using pheromone puffers or some type of sterile insect technology. We're looking into that as we speak, and hopefully by 2025 we will have increased adoption of these techniques.
And, you know, at the same time, it does keep the other materials around longer if we can mix it up, like you're saying.
That's exactly right. There's always the threat of resistance. Insects tend to become resistant, and that's always a fact. And also another factor is I don't think there are any of the big pesticide companies working on new pesticides for our naval orange worm.
And if needed, naval orange worm would require conventional products. Pistachio growers need to be aware of copper deficiencies in their pistachio crops in certain areas. Thanks for listening. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.